Well, hello there, and a very warm welcome back to the OK Cafe. If this is your first visit to the OK Cafe, may I recommend that you go back to the beginning, to episode one, and just have a listen. It's only 15 minutes long, but it will give you a good overview of what the OK Cafe is, why it's here, and why it opens its virtual doors every month on the first day of every month. So I really recommend doing that. For those of you who want to come in and join, do take a comfortable seat, make yourself a drink. I've got the remains, actually, of a cup of coffee that I've been drinking whilst working from home today. So make yourselves comfortable. The OK Cafe is a space where everything is okay. So however you feel, however negative you might think that is, here in this space, it is okay to feel however it is that you feel. And also, it is a place where we can deal with some of those more difficult emotions, or certainly emotions with more difficult connotations for us. And we can process them. We can take a good hard look at them. We can process them. We can understand them, and we can let them go, so that we can be okay again. So I have been away this weekend. I've been to a lovely part of Devon, a place called Croyde, and I have I've needed to get away for a while, and that's sort of my go-to place, really, for kind of getting out of Dodge and finding some time to kind of cleanse and reconnect. And while I was there, I took my daughter with me, and while I was there, I was very aware of the fact that I was letting things go, and I was very aware of a real kind of build-up of sadness that I'd felt, and actually, when I kind of looked back, that I'd felt it for a number of months, and it had kind of been there below the surface, below some of the other emotions that I've already talked to you about. There was this sadness that kind of went a little bit unnoticed in to all sense and purposes, but actually what it was doing was kind of robbing me of elements of the joy that I often found in life. And particularly the joy with my daughter. I mean, anyone who knows her will know, you can't fail to smile around her. She can't fail to make you laugh. She's just so innately talented in that way, kind of finding the joy in everything. And what I noticed, particularly over this weekend, was that I had been an observer of joy, and I hadn't necessarily been a partaker in it, or certainly not a partaker in it as much as I would have liked, and as much as I am used to. I'm a big feeder on people's joy. I consider myself to be an empathetic person, and that has plus sides, and that has not so plus sides. And the plus sides is when people experience joy, and you experience it with them, you don't just feel happy because they're happy and you care about them. You genuinely feel their joy, and that is an incredible feeling. And for those of you out there who are like me and who know what that feels like, that's just absolutely amazing. There is no possible words that I have that could describe that. And you know, I'm used to that. That is part of my nature. But what had happened over the past few months, really, is that I had stopped feeling that joy. As I say, I'd become more of an observer to joy rather than a partaker in it. And so I was somehow robbing myself of that feeling. And that, you know, the reason for that, I think now is probably a bit clearer, but that it's all tied up with the downside of being an empathetic person, because then that also means that you feel other people's sadness. You don't get to just feel their joy. That would be great, wouldn't it, if we could just have all the good bits in life. You also feel their sadness as well. And so I had been feeling certainly my own sadness. And you know, having spoken to a few people about it over the past few days, it's become clear that sadness has been centered certainly around grief. And I come back to saying, when I was in Devon, I felt like I was letting things go. You know, I've been letting my dreams go. I have been letting the future, the way I thought that it was going to be, go, because life has taken a different turn for me. And actually the dream that once was is now no longer. It no longer serves a need for me in my future. But it's still a part of me, you know, a dream I once had, is still going to be part of me. And it's very important, I think, that I acknowledge those dreams, and I acknowledge how important they once were, you know, to a former version of myself, and that I have changed, and that obviously my dreams have changed along with them. And that's okay, you know, that's evolution, that's part of growing, of being, of living. You know, every day is a constant change, but there is still an element of, you know, understanding and processing and letting those old dreams that are no longer going to serve the new me, letting them go in a way that you know, that helps. I don't like the word closure, so I don't really want to use that, but that helps to kind of bring everything to a better place, because it's important, I guess, for me to acknowledge that I did have those dreams, and that they were okay to have back then, and there was nothing wrong with those dreams, and they are perfectly good dreams, but they're not where I plan to be going in the future. And I guess I'm being very cryptic, aren't I, about this, but it's because I know what I'm talking about. I know what my dreams were, and I'm sure anyone who knows me well will know what those dreams were and what I'm referring to. But but I don't want to bring any kind of personal details or any connotations into this, because actually we all have dreams, and we all have dreams that don't work out for various reasons, and we all need to then come to a point where we can let those dreams go. And I do think that's really important for all of us. So that's what I've been doing. And that's where the sadness has come from. I think there's been, you know, a grieving process that I've been going through. And because I've been feeling sad myself, and because then I have been feeling, you know, the sadness of others, and that's been making me feel more sad, what I've been doing is then, as a coping mechanism, cutting that empathy off whilst I deal with my own emotions and my own difficulties. And that's okay, you know, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, but I have to acknowledge that cutting off that line of empathy to others doesn't just cut me off from their sadness, it also cuts me off from their joy. And I realised this weekend how much I need that joy, how crucial that joy is to me, how much of a lifeline it is, because seeing it in my little girl and being able to touch it with her and feel it with her has been hugely rejuvenating, and that's certainly really, really helped me over the past few days to kind of move on and make a step change, really, from what has been a very difficult few months. So that's where I am, and I hope that you yourselves have come to that point as well. If you've had any dreams that you know you need to let go, kind of almost feel like you're taking them out of your heart and you're wrapping them up in a bow, or maybe tying them to one of those balloons, and you're sending them on their way, because they were once really, really important to you, and the person that you are now no longer needs them. So it's important to let them go and to acknowledge their significance that they once had, and the place that they once had in your heart. And I hope, like me, that you can do that, and you can find a way to do that, because it's very difficult to let those dreams go, especially when they've been so much a part of your life. But it's important to do that, because if you don't let them go and they're no longer serving you, you can't clear the way for those wonderful new dreams. So as always, the time just goes too quickly here in the OK Cafe, and we've only got a couple of minutes left. And I did just want to say a huge thank you to you all for listening and for being part of the OK Cafe and what it's all about. It really does just mean it does mean a lot to me, and having this space helps me enormously, and obviously I hope that it helps you too. Now, what I normally do in this final section is I give people some recommended reading, and I would like to firstly recommend a book which might seem like an obscure choice to link to this, but it's a book called The Magic Art of Tidying by a lady called Marie Kondo, and it's a book that I read whilst moving house. So for those of you who've listened will know I moved house back in at the end of January. And it's all about letting go, really. It's more about letting go of possessions, but actually a part of that is about letting go of whatever else might be holding you back. And you know, those things can be good memories as well. She talks about holding something and allowing yourself to remember the joy that it once brought you, but actually knowing that it doesn't bring you that joy anymore. It's just the memory of the joy that you once had. And I think actually that fits very well with what we have been we've been talking about today. And of course, I would also like to suggest my own book, The Superhero I Was Born to Be, available on Amazon, and that will give you some background into perhaps the dreams that I have been letting go of over the past few months. So it just remains for me to say another huge thank you for being part of the OK Cafe again this month, and I hope you all have a magnificent May. Take care.